Chrome 95 released Bring Secure Payments and Save Tab Groups feature. Vivo T1, Vivo T1X with 120Hz display 5G connectivity launched. Sony Xperia with best smartphone camera set to launch on October 26. Redmi Watch 2 set to launch alongside Redmi Note 11 on October 28. Samsung Galaxy A03 spotted on Wi-Fi Alliance certification site, launch seems imminent. Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief event is live, brings Galarian Slowking, Shiny Spinarak more. Chrome 95 has rolled out to the stable channel for Android, Windows, Mac and Linux users. The exact desktop firmware version is Chrome 95.0.4638.54, while on Android it's Chrome 95.0.4638.50 and they contain a number of fixes and improvements. It brings along improved payment authentication and the ability for web apps to register themselves as URL handlers and act more like native default apps. The desktop update brings a new eyedropper API and the ability to save tabs groups as well. Google also confirms that the update includes a total of 19 security fixes. Vivo T1 and Vivo T1X have been launched. Both new smartphones come with 120Hz display and include up to 256GB of onboard storage. In terms of distinction, Vivo T1 carries dual rear cameras as well as a water drop style display notch. Vivo T1X, on the other hand, features triple rear cameras and has a hole punch display design. The new Vivo T1 also comes with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 778G SoC, whereas Vivo T1X is powered by a MediaTek Dimensity 900 SoC. Vivo T1 price has been set at 2,199 Chinese Yuan, roughly ₹25,800 for the 8GB plus 128GB storage variant. The phone also comes in an 8GB plus 256GB storage option at 2,399 Chinese Yuan, roughly ₹28,100, and a 12GB plus 256GB storage version at 2,599 Chinese Yuan, roughly ₹30,400. Sony's Xperia lineup of smartphones is set to receive a new device on October 26. The new Xperia smartphone is said to be a game changer and is touted as the best smartphone camera. Not much information is available about the smartphone as of now. The launch of this Sony Xperia smartphone will be different from the launches from other smartphones, as no information about the specification or price has been leaked. The last smartphone by Sony was the Xperia 10 III Lite that was launched in August. Redmi Watch 2 is all set to launch alongside the Redmi Note 11 series in China. The company has teased the arrival of the smartwatch on Weibo. The wearable will launch on October 28 through a dedicated event in China. Design-wise, the Redmi Watch 2 is seen to sport a square dial and a physical button on the side. It is very similar to the predecessor Redmi Watch design. The Redmi Watch 2 is likely to integrate more sensors and bring improvements in tracking. Samsung Galaxy A03 has allegedly been spotted with a Wi-Fi Alliance certification, hinting that the launch of the smartphone may not be far off. The certification for the model SMA032FDS doesn't divulge much information, but a previous report suggests that the Galaxy A03 will be powered by a Unisoc SC9836A SoC paired with 2GB of RAM. The smartphone is said to pack a 5000mAh battery and it is said to get a 3GB RAM variant as well, similar to its predecessor Samsung Galaxy A02. Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief event is back for its 2021 edition. This year's event is divided into two parts and the first part has already begun on October 15. The first phase will continue till October 22 and it is themed around creepy companions. It introduces new psychic and poison type Pokemon to the game, as well as Galarian Slowking, Shiny Spinarak will also appear. The second part, Halloween Mischief Part 2, Gaulish Pals, will introduce Phantump, Trevenant, Pumpkaboo and Gorgeous to the game. Both events will have bonuses and it will feature investigation missions into ghost-type Pokemon.